You can think of today's report as a bad news, good news sort of story. First the bad, which was summarized in a new study from the Pew Charitable Trust.
California is one of the 10 states where low-income children are least likely to receive dental care. This access problem means many kids have dental problems and are more likely to miss school or perform poorly.
Julie Spitzel manages the Pew Children's Dental Campaign. She says the report, In Search of Dental Care, is out to highlight two shortages that combine to limit access to dental services, barriers to getting care through Medicaid, and a growing shortage of trained practitioners. Basic funding issues are a thorny problem, but Spitzel says there are some clear actions available to expand the trained dental workforce.
States who are taking a look at expanding their dental teams to meet the need for care, they can train hygienists to do more procedures such as temporary fillings, or they can educate and license additional types of professionals, sort of like nurse practitioners, but for the dental team, who can do both prevention and routine restorative care, like filling cavities.
An earlier Pew report examined the mounting costs from uninsured patients, especially children, who turn to hospital emergency rooms when toothaches erupt into crises. Without prompt action from policymakers, Spitzel says, that problem will only get worse.
It's something that needs to be addressed now because there are folks who are seeking care in emergency rooms and it's costing the state money. And this is an issue that is solvable and that should be addressed on the front end before the problem gets worse.
So all that is rather grim. The good news is that Sonoma County is home to an unusual clinic created specifically to address this need, the nonprofit PDI Surgery Center in Windsor. CEO Vivica Rydell says they are poised to take immediate referrals from local hospitals' emergency rooms.
If a child comes to an emergency room with a swollen face, mostly they will be given a shot to reduce the swelling, but then they will refer the child to PDI and then we get them in the next day. And it's critical to do that because the infection from the tooth, when you've gotten to the point that you have an abscess and your face is swollen, that infection could go to their brain and they can die. That has happened in other states, but we've been lucky that it has not happened in California.
Launched in 2001, PDI added a second operating room in 2008, which Rydell says has enabled them to significantly expand their services.
At the time, we were treating children from Marin, Napa, Mendocino, Lake, and Sonoma counties, but we have since seen the need grow, and we now treat children from Santa Cruz to the Oregon border. We are the only resource for them. We're able to treat over 200 children every month, being very efficient, so we can treat 11 or 12 children each day in those two ORs. We've treated over 9,000 children from 30 counties.
At the same time, Rydell says the severity of the dental problems they treat has been getting worse.
When we first started, there was an average of 6 to 8 teeth that were being worked on. And now that amount of decay has gone up, so the 15 has now become a very common sight.
These services are paid for mainly by Medi-Cal, but here's where the bad news cycles around again. Medi-Cal has announced a soon-to-be-implemented 10% reduction in reimbursement rates, and Rydell worries that will force the PDI Surgery Center to cut back its operations. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.